Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Jones and Keith, WEEI. What a busy day. Red Sox make a big trade. We're still finalizing our dog tears that were so rudely interrupted earlier today.
I know. We got to get back to that.
There's a lot of demand for that.
I know.
So we will get to it probably in grab bag. We'll certainly tweet out the graphic later on.
Okay.
But we don't want to keep our guests waiting. Anthony Jennings, Patriots linebacker, part of the New England Turkey Drive with Pop Douglas that is presented by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers. You got to get Glassman. Call 617-777-7777. And thanks to Shaw's and Star Market. Plus, Anthony Jennings on WEEI is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. By Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. By findmassmoney.com and by Service Credit Union. Through their Protection Our Communities campaign, they're shining a light on the staffing crisis facing Massachusetts' first responders. You can ask your leaders to support those who keep us safe. Anthony Jennings, a lot of people sponsoring this turkey drive. It's a great cause. Thanks for joining us here on Jones and Keefe. How you doing?
Man, no doubt. What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Well, thanks for having you on, joining us, I should say. Pop Douglas, Anthony Jennings, your turkey drive is going on throughout the day here in the city and other locations, Boys and Girls Clubs. Lynn, Lawrence, you're going to be elsewhere in the city later on today. How's it going so far?
It's going well. Yeah, we just finished up here at Lynn and Lawrence. I headed to Roxbury now. You know, it's been going great. Been a great opportunity to be able to give back for the Thanksgiving, and you know, being able to go to the different Boys and Girls Club and meet, you know, the people that, you know, run that place day in and day out. It's been nice.
What's on your plate? What's your favorite Thanksgiving foods?
I would have to say maybe dressing, turkey, mac and cheese, greens, and top it off with a little banana pudding.
Oh, banana pudding. Have you ever heard of it? We had Christian Ellis on the program yesterday, Bragg, and he was talking about, what was he calling it? Pretzel salad?
Pretzel salad.
Is that a dessert you've ever had? That was a dessert that he was describing that
even heard of that.
You never even heard of it?
Yeah.
All right, well, you can
talk to Ellis about that, man.
Yeah, you can yell at him. He said that's his number one thing, pretzel salad.
Yeah, I never even heard of that, so I'm going to have to, you know, ask him a little bit more about that one.
Yeah, get to the bottom of it if you don't mind.
You know, how's this year been different for you than previous years? I can only imagine you talking about going out into these different communities and just people talking to you about the team and just how good you guys have been this year, maybe compared to some of the recent seasons.
Yeah, it's been fun. I think that's the biggest thing, been fun, you know, being around the guys, you know, being able to pull together wins, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, having that camaraderie among each other and, you know, just being able to be out in the community and, you know, the fans appreciate, you know, what we've done on the field. And, you know, I think that's been the biggest difference since I've been here. You know, the fans, you know, a lot more interactive and a lot more happy, man. You know, and I think that us winning, you know, it helps everybody, help the whole New England.
We've talked to a few other players this season about some of the slow starts. I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing about them. It wasn't a touchdown this past weekend against Cincinnati, but a field goal to get things started. Why do you think, or is there a commonality even in some of these games where maybe that first drive you're struggling with some of these opposing offenses?
I think, you know, the opposing team, they do a good job of scripting, you know, certain plays in the beginning of the game. And, you know, once the game, you know, settled down and we, you know, able to, you know, figure out what they're trying to do to us and, you know, settle down and stuff like that, I think we get a better grip on the game. But, you know, and like you said, like in the opening drive, you know, we feel like we had to do a better job, and that's something that we, you know, kind of focus on throughout the week. But, you know, like I said, man, we do a good job, you know, settling down once the game, you know, starts flowing and, you know, we figure out what's going on.
I know you guys, it's obviously about, you know, the next man up, and unfortunately you've had a handful of injuries here on both sides of the ball. But for you guys specifically, not having Milton Williams for a couple of games, what is that going to mean to the defense?
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. It's a huge blow. But like you said, man, it's next man up mentality. You know, everybody is always, like, preparing as if they are the starter. So, like, you know, when it comes to that type of stuff, man, you know, you just got to have that mentality, next man up. And, you know, we don't feel like it should be a drop-off no matter who in the game.
We were asking, again, a bunch of players, Hunter Henry, Christian Ellis, earlier this week about some of their favorite Thanksgiving memories. Now, I don't know if this you want to go back to high school with it, you want to go back to the Iron Bowl, but some things around the holiday that really jump out to you over your life.
Yeah, I mean, I think just me growing up in Alabama, you know, this week right here is huge in the state of Alabama, you know, simply because of the Iron Bowl, you know, just – wherever you go right now in Alabama, it's probably going to be people wearing either orange and blue or red and white. And no matter what, you know, those two, you know, Auburn school or Alabama, what our record is at the time, like, it don't even matter this week. You know, it's either Roll Tide or War Eagle. So, you know, I think that's probably the biggest, you know, memory from my Thanksgiving, you know, to us, you know, obviously eating on Thanksgiving, but, you know, getting ready to watch football, you know, on Thanksgiving about the weekend.
You know, growing up in Alabama, was your goal all along to play for Alabama, or did that sort of come late in the high school process?
Yeah, I always been an Alabama fan. I was more of a playoff fan growing up, but, you know, my goal was to always play for the Crimson and White. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. You played for Bill Belichick, who went into media. You played for Nick Saban, who's now in the media. Are you surprised to see those guys on that side of it in any way?
I am, honestly, to an extent. You know, what they've done on the football field as coaches is, you know, remarkable. And, you know, you got to always respect that. But to see those guys, you know, take on another role in the media, you know, it's new to me. And, you know, obviously Bill's back, you know, back coaching with North Carolina. But, you know, for Coach Saban and, you know, to see him every weekend or game day and stuff like that, you know, it's kind of new.
Have you been do you keep up with, you know, Bill at North Carolina or check in on, like, what the Tar Heels scores on? Or do you do any of that?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, look into it and, you know, check them out when I can. And, you know, obviously wish them always the best.
Okay, well, good. No, I get wishing him the best. And look, it's not...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Been the greatest year so far at UNC for Bill Belichick. Unlike the Patriots here, sitting at 10-2, as you have one more game before the bye week, Giants on Monday Night Football. Again, the Pop Douglas and Anthony Jennings New England Turkey Drive going on right now, boys and girls clubs across Massachusetts, and going to another one in the city here coming up. We appreciate what you're doing out there, Anthony. Best of luck on Monday against the Giants. Enjoy your Thanksgiving, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. No doubt. Thank you. Happy holidays, everybody.
All right. Thank you.
Happy holidays to Anthony Jennings out there. and our listeners. It is, I mean, your kids go to Boys and Girls Club, Keith. My son goes to the Boys and Girls Club as well. And so, look, it's a great thing they do in the community, not just watching out for the kids. I was picking up Lucas there yesterday, and this is not part of this specific turkey drive, but they're handing out all kinds of stuff.
That's great.
You know, for families who need it, want it, could use it at Thanksgiving. So a great cause going on with Pop Douglas and Anthony Jennings. So we appreciate him jumping on. Talking a little football, talking some Thanksgiving. That sounded like a nice plate he had made up there.
It sounded pretty good.
What was his dessert?
It was banana pudding.
Banana pudding, that's what it was.
Yeah, banana pudding, which is not too bad.
He's going to give Ellis some crap about the pretzel salad, is what it turns out.
Yeah.
You know what we forgot to ask him? This is my
mistake. What's funny? I was just going to say, I was looking up his Alabama, his last year at Alabama.
Yeah.
That team.
Oh.
It's just absurd. So his last season.
Was his last season with Tua?
No,
or was it with Mac?
Yeah, it was, well, both. Yeah. It was Tua and Mac, and just looking at the pros. So he was on the 17 title team, and then I believe his last year was the 2019 season, right? That's when he got drafted, I believe. And just scrolling down the list of, like, NFL players from that team, it's absurd.
Give it to me.
All right, ready. He played with Tua and Mac.
Yep.
He played with Najee Harris, Brian Robinson, Jerome Ford, Henry Ruggs.
Okay, so hang on. So right there.
Yep.
So that's two quarterbacks and three running backs.
Correct.
In the NFL.
Yep.
Okay, what are the receivers?
He played with Henry Ruggs, Jerry Jeudy, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith.
Okay, pretty good.
I mean, and Tyrell Shavers.
I mean,
so five NFL, yeah.
Tyrell Shavers with Josh Allen the other week, okay.
Cam Latu and Miller Forstall, both NFL according to this, tight ends. Then a bunch of linemen, including Landon Dickerson, who was really good, Alex Leatherwood, Evan Neal, Jedrick Willis.
He also overlapped with Barmore, right?
Christian Barmore was on that team. Bunch of other guys that aren't necessarily household names. Also Patrick Surtain. Xavier McKinney. It's ridiculous.
Well, and just... I was listening to their interview with Ty Law this morning, and it is funny. Like, I don't really ever think of Ty Law at Michigan. I don't really ever think about that, right?
Oh, well, yeah, because we were young enough. He was just, like, in the pros in the mid-90s.
And I just, I think of him, I just think of him as a Patriot. But it's like, oh, yeah, he was playing in Michigan, Ohio State every year when he was there.
Yeah.
Anthony Jennings was part of the Iron Bowl. Yeah. Alabama and Auburn
I think
every
he
single
split,
year.
Too, because Auburn, even the years where Alabama was better, they wouldn't always beat Auburn.
And I don't know. It's just interesting. Not in the college football hotbed, but those are massive, massive games every single year. You know, Wiggy and Ty Law were talking about this morning. It's like, you know, you can save your job at Michigan in what feels like a pseudo lost year. I think they only have two losses, but they're not Ohio State. They're probably not going to be in the college football playoff.
Oh, Michigan beat Ohio State last year. Ohio State won the title, but everyone's like, oh, Michigan beat them.
And you right, and you can like point to that and be like, it's going to save your job. Yeah. It changes the way people look at it, the whole season meaning.
Yeah,
so Anthony Jennings has a similar one with Alabama and Auburn. Anyway, 617-779-7937. I meant to ask him about his dog. We'll update if he has one. I don't know if he has one.
He may
I was
not.
I was going to ask, do you have a dog? What kind of dog is it, and where does it fit in on the tiers? I meant to ask
Trying to put these bad boys on the tiers.
We're going to finalize those. We'll update them in the grab bag, so stay tuned for it. Today's a little jumbled with the Red Sox breaking news. Any lingering thoughts from when we talked to Bradfo last hour? You feel better, worse? How do you feel about what they're going to do this offseason? Now that Sonny Gray's in the fold, which I'm okay with. I initially probably had him. Like, I was surprised when you said Crochet, Bayo, Gray.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you don't have Gray ahead of Bayo. You're like, no.
Not yet.
I think that was the right way to slot him. I probably initially would have slotted them differently. I think that's the right way to do it.
So I think because it's the first move, it's all we can react to. And so if your thought is, oh, that's not Joe Ryan, well, they haven't not gotten Joe Ryan yet, or they haven't not gotten a number, like a legitimate co-ace yet. If you look at Sonny Gray more as this year's Walker Buehler, meaning like the amount of money committed to him, hopefully not the performance, like hopefully he's a lot better than Walker Buehler. But if you're looking at some of the veteran mid to back end of the rotation guys they've had over previous years, like Lucas Giolito, like James Paxton, like Walker Buehler, if Sonny Gray is that version, that to me is pretty good.
It should be a super high end version of that.
And
picture,
it's a 1 year guy. So you're not just saying we got a really young roster. We can sort of afford to have like a slow build towards competing. Now, this is a one-and-done guy, so if he has an awesome year, he's going to be a free agent, and then maybe he gets one more payday. He is in his mid-30s, so it wouldn't be like a long-term deal or anything, but there's no guarantee you have him after this year. So to trade a number five prospect, even though he does seem like he's a little bit on the decline in Brandon Clark, it's still a top five prospect in your system, which is regarded as a good system, and you're trading it for a one-year player, I like that. I have no problem with that.
No, they just need to do a lot more.
Yeah, and so they might.
Bradfoe said they're still going to get a pitcher and a bat.
Okay.
So, okay, that's Joe Ryan and Alonso in your scenario. Or, you know, Joe Ryan and Bregman, which is what I would prefer. I'd still say I'd rather have two bats than another arm on top of this, but maybe I'm wrong about that. And as Bradford said, this is not a number two starter. I mean, this is one of those 3 through 10 guys, which Breslow said he wasn't going to get. We got a phone call earlier. I think it was Justin in D.C., who was all hot under the collar. He said, this is evidence that Breslow can't close on a number two starter. Mm. And this is a pivot to a number two starter. So if that's the case, that's going to be underwhelming. Red Sox officially announced the trade, by the way, for whatever it's worth. So that trade is finalized. They're on the hook for $21 million this year. Cardinals are going to eat the other 20 on a reworked deal. So, I mean, we're almost to Thanksgiving, and we've seen the Red Sox make some big moves over the years at this point in time. Maybe this is the beginning of a busy offseason, or maybe we'll be underwhelmed again with John Henry and his spending. We'll see where it goes. My fear is it's the latter. We'll continue to follow that throughout the course of the week and, of course, the baseball offseason. You can jump in here, 617-779-7937. Keith, they are clamoring for it on the text line.
We'll get there.
Twitch chat. We got people. Jackson texted us his dog.
Okay.
We have others.
What kind of dogs do you have?
Nice. Were you on the text? He's not. Lovely little Frenchie.
Oh, did he send that just to you?
Little Frenchie. Oh, I don't know. That's were you cut out of it?
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
You were cut out of it.
We need more dogs.
Need more dogs.
Cute little Frenchie has been submitted as well. So we will tell you where all the dogs fit in our interrupted tiers coming up in just a little bit. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. I imagine with some football and a lot of Red Sox with their trade earlier today. We'll get you the clip du jour and right after trending with Billy Lanny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.